Listen, man, tonight is the night to make a name for yourself.
Hell yeah.
If you ain't out here to play hard, if you ain't out here to hit somebody in their mouth again, and again, and again, and again, hit somebody in the mouth each time you get out here. Make it count. Don't take no energy home. We hit the field like all day like all night like offense like defense like QBs like running back like wide receiver like O-line like D-line like LPs like and it sound like
touchdown Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Friday edition of Locked On Rams, and you know what that means. It is the hype edition. So I hope that intro got you hyped, because ooh-wee, that thing gets me juiced every time. I'm going to be doing that every Friday. I'm going to be pulling fun clips for you that get me hyped up. Football chant, coaches hyping up players, motivational words to get you going, something you can come back to on Saturday or Sunday morning, crank it up, turn up Locked On Rams, get ready for the game. So I hope you guys enjoy that as much as I do, and if you don't, I'm going to keep doing it because I really love that stuff, man. But we're off and running today on Friday. We've got a great show for you. I've got Serena Morales, LA Rams team reporter, that's going to be joining us for a little bit. She gets pulled away to do her duties and go interview some players. But we got her for a little bit today. She's going to join us, talk to us a little bit about JoJo Natson, that offensive line, how amazing they've been, and a little bit more. Don't forget, go give us a follow. Hit the subscribe button. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to a podcast, we're there. And actually, start sharing. I'm curious where you guys are listening from, mobile or on the links I share on Twitter. We finally got a Facebook, excited about that. So continue to reach out, engage. I love seeing you guys from all over the country, all over the world, giving shout outs from Connecticut to Ohio, to Wyoming, to Australia, to New Zealand. Big ups, everybody. And I guess while we're on New Zealand, I promised a shout out. You guys down in Australia, New Zealand, man, you got some tough names for a little white boy in California to pronounce. But I believe Louis Vizesio Skelton, L-U-I-V-I-S-E-S-I-O Skelton. I got Skelton, at least, right? Well, big ups, my man. I love it. He's been a fan since 2016. His son's a Giants fan, so they got a little in-house rivalry there. He jumped on board when we still had Jeff Fisher, so he struggled. People were mocking him at the beginning, but now he's sitting there laughing in all his Rams gear. So thanks for reaching out. As I promised, not only a shout out, but I think the first song transition today is going out to you as well, my man. Because as we record today, it's 22 years since the death of Tupac. So we're going to go hand in hand there. Keep repping down there, New Zealand, Louis. We appreciate it, my man. And guys, while we're on shout out mode, don't forget, I've got a new Google Voice number, so it's just basically a voicemail that you guys can leave me messages on. If you're calling international, I'm assuming if you use Skype or any other calling platform, I'm assuming you can just add the country code and then the number, which is 657-345-4988. Reach out, talk to me about your thoughts, comments, concerns, how you feel about the game, maybe after Sunday once we win. I'm actually thinking about going to that game too, guys. It's $17 to get in the game right now, which is kind of ridiculous. We can talk about that a little bit more maybe when James is on. But if I go, I mean, I'm going to get a beer or two, and it's like a beer is going to be more expensive than my ticket, which is crazy. Anywho, I'm just rambling at this point, but wrap it up. You know where to find us on Twitter, Instagram, Locked On Rams, LA_RamblingBear. I guess that's fitting. On Twitter as well. Since we've opened up the Facebook page, I've been able to interact a little bit more with you guys, and I love it. So keep it up, man. I love hearing it. I just pulled some numbers on the podcast, guys. We are growing. So welcome everyone that's new to the podcast. We're going to be doing this, if you don't know by now, 5 days a week. We've got three amazing guests that we're going to have every week, and then a crossover one day by myself for now. So 5 days of awesome content talking Rams news, updates, information. For some of you new guys just joining, we'll be breaking down plays and schemes and talking about why they did certain things. So hopefully get you guys caught up to speed on everything about the NFL. no shortage of fun being had on this show. If you can't tell, I'm always jacked up. I'm always positive about these Rams. I will find a way to make it a positive in our direction. That's just the way I was built, man. No other way. So as we transition here, I'm just going to hit a couple cool facts, a couple more interesting tidbits, shall you say, that I've heard today that kind of got me excited, share them with you. And then we'll jump over to the Serena Morales interview. And then we'll just finish it off with some predictions, what we can expect on Sunday at the Coliseum. So if you guys are new to the podcast, one of our friends of the shows is JB Long, aka the voice of the Rams. If you haven't been able to hear this guy call a game, he's on the radio, so I'm sure there's some links online that you can find and listen in through him. The Rams release a lot of his content along with their highlight films and him calling it. He's just the best out there at what he does. But he also just drops the coolest little factoids that I just love to death, and I want to share a couple of them with you. One of them is, with his next tackle for loss, Aaron Donald will tie Chris Long for most in Rams history, 73 tackle for losses. For those of you guys that don't know, Chris Long is still in the league. He's a former Ram, but he currently holds the team's record for most tackles for loss. The crazy thing about that is Donald could surpass his tackle for loss total in nearly half the time. If he gets it next week, it will be 62 games versus Chris Long's 114. You wonder why we hashtag paid the man? Look at that production. 72 tackle for losses in 62 games. What? It took Chris Long 114 to get there. I thought that was a really fun stat on the defense side of the ball. And while we're talking about the defense, Ndamukong Suh is facing Sam Bradford again. Ndamukong Suh only has one interception in his career. Shocker. I didn't really know that either. And it came against Sam Bradford. So he's long overdue. I think it was about 6 or 7 seasons ago. So he's long overdue. We'll see if the big man can get his paw up and maybe snag one this week against Sam Bradford in the Coliseum. And then jumping over to the offense, I believe I mentioned this one on Rams podcast, but I might be doubling down on this one, but I loved it. Jared Goff started his career here 0-7, and now for the first time is over 500 as a starter. He's now 12-11 with that win on Monday night. So pretty cool for a guy who struggled and was called a bust in his first year under Jeff Fisher. And now here he is, 12-11, and hopefully never looking back below 500. With the team he's got around him and Sean McVay behind his back, I think this is something that under 500 were the days in the past for him. Also, another fun fact for you. This one comes from Downtown Rams. With a win this weekend, the Rams will go to 2-0. Well, it would be the first time since 2001 the Rams started 2-0. 2001 was the last time we started 2-0. Got the measly Arizona Cardinals limping into the Coliseum. We didn't play well at home last year. This is one you expect to win. And that would be pretty cool to see this team start 2-0 to start this campaign. And then looking back even a little bit further, they went on to say the Rams started undefeated in 99, 2000, and 2001 up to their 7th game. So 3 years in a row, they lost in their 7th game. They started 6-0, then lost that 7th one. If that happens this year, they'll be looking at 49ers at the end of a 3-game road trip, break that random 7th week curse. So something to keep an eye on. We appreciate all the people that put up fun stats and all the different things about the Rams. I love that crap, so want to share it with you guys as well. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to step aside really quick. We're going to get a word from our sponsors, and then we're back with Serena Morales, LA Rams team reporter, and talking all things Rams with her. So we'll be right back, guys. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. This is Bear Motter, your host of Locked On Rams. This is the Friday edition of Locked On Rams, aka the hype edition. And no better person to have on the show than LA Ram team reporter Serena Morales. Serena, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bear. How are you?
Oh, man. As you can tell, I'm jacked up. So, Serena, as we mentioned, hype edition. I'm jacked for the game. We just talked before we kind of started this about I was doing some research for the Mexico trip. I've been watching a lot of Rams content. By the way, I always say this when you're on, but you guys do a great job, yourself included, with the recap stuff and all the video content the Rams put out. So pass on the thank you to the rest of the team because they do a great job. They got everyone excited for Sunday. You just came out of a press conference with Sean McVay and Wade Phillips. Walk me through a couple things that you took out of that today.
Yeah, so, I think it's hilarious that this video that Sean McVay did over the training camp with my really good friend Adam Lefko, who I went to Syracuse with, the video of him sort of again recapping in his memory these moments and games that he seems to have somehow solidified in his memory, and very specific ones, just goes to, you know, how amazing his mind is. But it's funny because Sean had commented, I believe Lindsay had asked the question, just like, oh, are you aware of the video? And Sean just like, I don't know about anything but football, which goes to the whole point of the
right. podcast.
But all he has to remember is that. And again, Wade Phillips had mentioned a similar comment, just of, you know, he's a savant. He doesn't realize how many people can do that in football. So that's kind of special. But that being said, I think overall, like, you know, and I was away from the team for the past few days, but I think that overall, gist of what I even saw watching the game was like what a team effort they did and executed, you know. Offensively, Gurley really did a spectacular job, but Jared Goff like really dished the ball to so many different receivers, right? Like, you know, I'm just looking at the notes here, like Cooks had 87 yards and Kupp had 52 yards and Gurley had over 100 rushing yards, but you know, all of these guys had touched the balls, even Malcolm Brown touched the ball and Robert Woods had some great plays. So I mean, I think overall, and then obviously on defense you had three interceptions, the infamous pick six from Marcus Peters. So I think overall it was just like a perfect team effort for, you know, offense and defense to both show up and really just make it a game. I mean, that game, I watched the game from the office so that we can do a post-game recap, and I was cheering. Like, I was like, there you go, that's what we learned, you know. So it was a awesome game to watch, I think, for any fan. But also, you know, I was in the office and I was just excited. I'm obviously a bit more biased because I'm around this team. Obviously, I was telling you before the call, just, you know, Coach Joe Beery came up to me and almost scared the heck out of me because I'm here focusing on a phone call with you. But, you know, I am close to this team, and to see the hard work that they've done and to see how this team carries themselves. You know, I think Andrew Whitworth had mentioned this during the week too. You know, just the way that these guys execute things. They had more of a walkthrough practice yesterday versus full-on practice, I think, because they Sean McVay thought that the rest would be better for them, given they had the Monday game and then they're going to play again on Sunday in the Coliseum. I think, you know, just understanding that, you know, what these players go through, and gaining the respect of the locker room, like you can see that across the board. These guys are great.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, especially, you know, talking about, you know, you guys and the organization and how everyone is really connecting, and they went through the adversity as a team, and you could see some of the footage that you guys released after the game, how it really meant a lot to the team to go through that, down at half, come back, Marcus Peters, brand new to the team, making a big play, and just that family coming together. It's really fun to watch. You know, you always hear, especially here in Rams Nation, people always say Ramily, and to see it firsthand with you guys from top to bottom in that organization is really fun. I think that's one of the reasons why everyone is just, you know, falling in love with you guys, is that, you know, they feel a part of it. And you can see, you know, some of the things that Marcus Peters have done in the community and things like that is just amazing. So we're really excited about this team and finally coming here back to LA, get the home opener this week. So we're all really excited about that. Wanted to kind of pick your brain on a couple things. We've got some injuries that are happening, and I wanted to see if you had any updates for us and then just kind of your insight on a couple of them. Mark Barron missed last week. It was kind of sounded like a game time decision. Do we have any word on what we should expect for him? And then JoJo Natson filling in, going to be our new return guy. You got to watch him a lot in camp and as well in the preseason. So kind of tell some of our listeners about what we can expect from JoJo and how he's going to fill into that role.
Yeah, so one, Mark Barron, I think it's just kind of day-to-day. I think, you know, he had rested a lot, obviously. But, you know, for me, I think with injuries, like, it all comes down to, do you feel right? Is this not good? Because then, you know, mentally you go into a game and then you're not 100% mentally, well, then that's going to affect, you know, overcompensation and this and
right.
that. And so I think with Mark Barron, I think, you know, I think they're just kind of waiting to see how serious it is. And so that's kind of just a standing by sort of situation. But yeah, to hear about JoJo is really exciting. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, what happened to Farrow during the game. But I think, you know, Farrow Cooper has shown so much, such great things, you know, with training camp and even, you know, before the injury, like he's been so impressive and for him, you know, working with special teams, but also he sees himself as, you know, a wide receiver on the team in general. Obviously it's a very deep wide receiver core. So,
right.
That changes things, but it only makes our team overall better. But I'm excited to see JoJo. I mean, what is he listed at 153, 5'7"? I mean, to see that guy fly through, you know, guys trying to get him down is I'm excited for him actually. And I think open locker room started soon, so I should run away. But yeah, and so I can find out how he's feeling about going into the Coliseum, because he's played the whole you know, off season, he played all the games. So to see that, you know, he went from watching the game on Monday from his couch to, you know, coming back to this team, like what a great story and what a great opportunity for someone like him, who I'm sure has gone through so much of like, he's too small, he's too this, he's too that. And for him to be with, you know, arguably the best, you know, team in football, like that's pretty exciting. And I'm really happy for him.
Definitely. That's all great stuff. We're excited to see him. I think he ended up ranking like top five in the preseason as far as returners. So, you know, he's a guy that has confidence in that position. All right, we're going to step aside real quick for a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with just a few more questions from Serena Morales. We'll let you get out of here in 1 second. I just got one more question for you before we let you go. Talking about the offensive line was amazing last game. I mean, Jared Goff only had two quarterback pressures on him. A big part of that was Austin Blythe stepping in, and he had an amazing game. If he continues to play this way, what's the future for him at that right guard position? Is Brown automatically the starter when he gets back, or is he really kind of complicating things with his elite play?
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, I think the more problems like, that we, these are all good problems. Like, Jamon, obviously, like, we were at one point scared, like, okay, who's going to fill that spot? But I think, you know, with Austin Blythe coming in and really stepping up, like, it's a great problem to have. Like, I don't think, I mean, I'm sure that McVay will say, like, we're going to make a game time decision and everything like that. But it's great to know that this guy has, you know, stepped into this situation and stepped up into something like this, because it's so high pressure. But I think that, yeah, that'll end up being like a game time decision, but really cool to see Austin Blythe and just the O-line in general, coming together, especially like with such great leadership, you know, with some of those guys is awesome to see.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a big key of, you know, Jared Goff's development and the continuation of Todd Gurley being so dominant in this league, is that offensive line is unbelievable. So I want to make sure that we give them their credit when credit is due. I know you got to run and got to go talk to some more players. I'm really excited to have you on the show for the rest of the season. So guys, don't forget, reach out to me with some questions for Serena. We'll make sure to ask her next week. Some of the fan questions, as we've got listeners, by the way, Serena, you can say hello to Australia and New Zealand. We've got people all over reaching out and listening, becoming Rams fans day by day. So really exciting what we're doing here on the podcast and some of the people that you'll be able to speak to over the season.
Oh, that's awesome. And I will just say one more thing. Like, I do think going back to the O-line, you know, like someone like I think people like can sometimes pass on what John Sullivan and Andrew Whitworth and their presence do for that O-line, like even how it affects, you know, Jared Goff, like him feeling protected can then go into, you know, dishing the ball off or, you know, making a super deep throw to someone like Brandon Cook. And the way that Andrew Whitworth carries himself with John Sullivan, you know, only makes someone like Austin Blythe come into that situation a bit more comfortable, right? Because, you know, when I spoke to Whitworth, you know, earlier this season, I was just like, you know, how exhausting is it to go and learn, you know, a playbook again. You know, you've been in the league for so long, but like, is it difficult to like learn these plays? And he said, he's like, it's not about learning plays anymore or anything like that. It's about concepts, right? And I think, you know, having a guy like that on your team and having him on the O-line, and then obviously I'm not even surprised that Blythe had such a great game because of that, right? Like, you have guys like that who are able to explain that to others. I mean, he's made the game more simple to me, and I'm, you know, a reporter who doesn't necessarily understand all the X's and O's from my standpoint. That's more of like a Miles job, but like, you know, just coming in and understanding the overall X's and O's for me and talking to someone like Whitworth. I mean, he's made it clear to where I'm like, oh, totally, I know how to coach this team now. You know, like having someone like that right. is so influential. And I don't want to like look past that, because I do think like it's a complete, I said this before, like it is a complete team effort. And having those guys there and constantly a positive presence and learning from these teachers, right, is really great. So it will be a good problem to have. I have no idea whether, or I can't say, because Sean McVay hasn't said yet whether, you know, that's going to be a Jermon Brown or Austin Blythe, but I'm not surprised that Austin did so well. And it's exciting that we're going to see Jared being protected this year, you know.
Yeah, love having those veterans up there. Andrew Whitworth was also mic'd up for the Monday night game, so it was kind of fun to kind of follow him around the game and hear some of those things you just talked about in the leadership, whether he was on the sidelines or out in the game and talking with Goff. And it's a great, great group to have up there, especially as we drafted so many young guys on the line, to be able to sit behind these guys and learn from them. Like you said, those X's and O's and how to be a pro. I hope they stick around for, you know, a couple more years. Oh, I know they're right on the latter end, but we would love to have them even extend them a little bit more, because they've been so valuable in more ways than one.
For sure. It's been great. And I think a lot of the young guys that they did draft, like, have a great appreciation for, you know, the more veteran guys on the team. And we do have like this perfect balance of, you know, a Roger Saffold and an Andrew Whitworth, right? And a Sullivan, like, to, you know, mentor some of these younger guys coming in. And, you know, it's really cool. It's really great to see it, you know, even on defensively, like John Franklin Myers has learned a lot. And you know, going back to like, Brian Allen and a Note Boom, like those guys have done such a great job, and you can see that their ears are you know, perked a little bit. And it really is, you know, and I grew up being a Yankee fan, so like I always compare, you know, moments that I see in sports to, you know, the 96 Yankees, and the balance of having, you know, some of the older veterans and the younger veterans. And I think that's what's so magical about, you know, this team in particular. So
Yankees fan, huh? Well, I'm a Cubs fan, so both of us out here in LA don't really fit in as far as baseball goes, but we'll see where we go. We'll see where we go in the playoffs. All right, guys, make sure to go give Serena a follow on Twitter and Instagram. She'll be on the show weekly from now until week 17, and hopefully as we go into the playoffs. Serena, we thank you so much for your time. I know you're crazy busy. Go in there, talk with some players, and we'll talk next week with some more good information, and excited for that conversation to watch you cover the Rams.
Okay, awesome. Thanks a lot, Bear. Appreciate it. It's the city of angels in constant danger. South Central LA can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb watching the kettle bird helicopters. I observe some...